It's time for Power Rankings, Bart Winkler style.
You know what? You just made the list.
It's Worst and Five. Here's Bart Winkler.
It's time for our weekly Power Rankings. The MLB is at the forefront right now. We take a look at the best five teams in the league as viewed through the lens of our eyes, and we also tell you who the worst team in the league is, and it is going to be the Rockies again. They are the worst team in the league.
You suck!
But I do want to give special attention to their fans, because even though the Rockies are terrible, they are still doing a decent job of drawing people to the ballpark. This weekend they had some games against the Padres, and it's like, from what I understand, sort of a beer garden like vibe. The game they lost 21-0 to, that was in front of announced attendance 38,000 fans. So people are still like going to these games. 34K on Sunday. And what did they get Friday against the Padres? They had 30,000. So they're still, I mean, they've got 7 wins, and they're still drawing 30,000 people. So credit to the Rockies fans. We'll see how long that lasts, though, because the team is terrible. They are the worst team, Carlos, for me, in baseball.
You suck!
Yeah, for me as well. It's also the Rockies, but what am I going to say about them that I already haven't said before? So I'm going to take special time to actually kill a team that is no longer in my top five rankings, and that is the Chicago Cubs.
Wow.
They win a series to the Marlins. They should have swept them. The Marlins absolutely stink. They trailed in the ninth. They didn't get it done today. They trailed in the ninth yesterday. Justin Turner bailed them out with a walk-off double. But they have not looked good the last couple of weeks. I saw in person them dropping 2 out of 3 to the Mets. Mets are a good team, but the Cubs are just really, now it's starting to feel like they're doing it with smoke and mirrors. I don't like this. They're getting zero production from their third baseman. They're getting absolutely shellacked in the bullpen. And what was the big problem with this team last year? Third base production and a bullpen. Their starting pitching has been up and down, but, you know, I'll take what the starters have been doing so far. I want to kill the Cubs. I absolutely do. They have had a brutal schedule, but when you get light games like this against, you know, bottom feeders, Pirates, Marlins, Rockies, White Sox this weekend, you need to sweep these series. So it is the Rockies, but just for now, just because they're drawing my ire, the Chicago Cubs,
you suck!
They are 25-19 and lead the NL Central. We'll discuss the Cubs and the weekend series they've got against the White Sox a little more in about an hour and a half. Marshall Harris of 670 The Score will join us. All right, my top five, starting at number five.
Number five.
I actually had the Cubs at five, and then with your grace, I'm going to take them out and just put the Giants there instead. So the Giants were number four for me last week. I'll put them at number five because there is a team that is climbing up into my top five. And at number four.
Number four.
That is going to be the Detroit Tigers, winners of 8 of their last 12. They're 29-15. Best record in the American League by 4 games. Played well a couple of weeks ago. Playing well. And now it's unavoidable. You can't do a top five without the Tigers in it. At number three.
Number three.
I'm still giving the benefit of the doubt to the Padres at 26-15. At number two to the Mets.
Number two.
They are 28-16. And then at number one.
Number one.
Dodgers at 27-15. So those last three teams don't have as good of a record as the Tigers do right now at 29-15. But the Tigers have another week like they did last week. I'll have no choice but to put them higher, possibly number one. Dodgers, Mets, Padres, Tigers, Giants. And I would like to give special, like, hey, attaboys. to the Minnesota Twins, who were having a real bad season. They were 13-20. And then they won 10 games in a row. So they're 23-20. And also the St. Louis Cardinals, which have been a bat out of hell, winning, I think, 10 of their last 11, certainly 9 of their last 10. But they've been playing good baseball as well. Now just a game behind the Cubs. So the Cubs, easier schedule right now. But the Cardinals, somebody they've got to pay a little more attention to. Maybe they didn't think they would have to. They're playing well. So a couple of attaboys along with my top five, Carlos.
We got a lot of the same teams, save for one. Our order's a lot different, so I actually like this week's list a lot. I'll start at number five as well.
Number five.
I'm actually going to put some respect with the Yankees. While I'm not overly in love with their team as a whole, they're going to start to get pieces back. It looks like Giancarlo Stanton will be coming back. Jazz Chisholm will come back. But it's really the guys that have produced, been there so far the whole year. Ben Rice has been great. Trent Grisham has been a revelation for them. And how about Aaron Judge? Again, I think he's criminally underrated nationally. Dude, look at his stats right now. He's hitting .412. .412, that's absolutely absurd. 15 home runs, that's tied for major leagues. 41 RBIs, that's also at first. And he's got an OPS at .279, which, no surprise, leads the league. So, best hitter in baseball by far. And that Max Fried signing, that's worked out pretty well. He leads the league in ERA.
Number four.
Like you, I'm also going to keep the Padres there. Manny Machado went for 1-for-3 today. Why is that significant? Because he's got a hitting streak that extended to 13 games. That's the longest active hitting streak in the majors right now. It's tied for his third longest in his career. And he's leading the National League with a .331 batting average, which is 51 points above his career average. So, you know, obviously Aaron Judge, what he's doing is phenomenal. But hitting .331 to start the season, it's pretty incredible by Machado as well. So shout out to the Padres at number four. At number three.
Number three.
This is where I'll put the Detroit Tigers. They've surged, like you said, last 2 weeks, 8-10, 8-2 in their last 10 games, and they lead the league in wins. So the Detroit Tigers will be at number three for me. Number two.
Number two.
This is where you and I differ as well. I actually have the Dodgers at number two. Shohei Ohtani is my second pick for the MVP right now. He's on pace for another 40-40 season, 40 home runs, 40 stolen bases, after being the first guy to do 50-50 last year. But for me, at number one is the reason why I have the Mets here is because Pete Alonso is my early pick for the National League MVP. However, Juan Soto's finally getting going. He's got 5 home runs in this month so far, and we're just only in 2 weeks in. So if Juan Soto starts to heat up, then the Mets can have a deadly offense, at least 1-5. I think they might have the best offense in the majors. So to my top five, I'm going with the Yankees at 5, Padres at 4, Tigers at 3, LA Dodgers at 2, and the 9 Mets at 1.
And those are our worst in 5 power rankings, which we do every Wednesday at this time, except for the Wednesdays we do it a little later. But we try to do it at this time.
Nobody cares.